All right. We are now joined by the team owner of the number 11 Toyota with Joe Gibbs Racing, Joe Gibbs, and the crew chief, Chris Scale. Gentlemen, just want to start you off with a quick question. You just won win number 200 for Toyota. What does that mean for each of you and your role you played in that?
I can't thank Toyota enough. When we got together in a partnership and for us to be at 200, it's really I really appreciate them and what they've helped us do. And so big thanks to Toyota. Tyler's back there in the back, and I called Mark and a bunch of them to thank them.
And Chris, for you?
Yeah, it's really cool. We've actually been talking about it in sim session the last few weeks. You know, hey, that 200 is sitting out there for the next winner, whoever can get that. So it's really cool to think I had the first cup win as an engineer with Kyle Busch at Atlanta, and then to have, is this just 200 cup wins, or what is this?
Cup.
200. Yeah, 200 cup wins. So to get the 200th cup win as a crew chief is really cool. Makes me feel old, though, but that's good problems, I guess.
And, Coach, you did back-to-back. You got 199 and 200 for them here.
Yeah.
The last 2 weeks.
I just really, for the last 2 weeks, really been proud of our team. And I was proud of all of our cars today. They were fast and up front. And just that says a lot for everybody back home. It does all that work. Tomorrow we'll hang a banner and thank all of them, and it's just become a real tradition for us, and just really appreciate it. Love coming to St. Louis. Love coming to this part of the country. I spent 5 years here with the cardiac cards chasing a football around and had a ball. Everybody treated us great, and I just really appreciate getting a chance to come here and win a race.
Awesome. We're going to open up to questions for Coach and Chris. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic for you. I think, are we starting in the back? Oh, I see. Up here with Bob, please.
Bob Harkers, Fox Sports. Joe, can this really be Denny Hamlin's ear?
Yeah, I think great question there. We certainly hope so. That's probably the best guy to ask, but I'll be in the background cheering. But no, really, Denny, I tell you what's impressive about Denny is his work ethic, really. He'll be in the sim as long as Chris wants him in there. Really works hard at everything. And so I would certainly hope he's got a chance for sure.
We'll go to Jeff and then Dustin.
Chris, what would have happened there if the race runs green? How does the result look different?
I think the result would have been the same, right? I was concerned with the 22 was so close to us, right? He could have short pitted me and gotten the lead from me, and then maybe we wouldn't have gotten it back. You know, that was where I was kind of debating, because there's quite a few cars that either going to be close or not make it on fuel. So if it had run green, they were going to have to pit, albeit late. I haven't thought about, you know, some of them that could have taken right sides and where that would have shaken out. I think they would have given up enough time. It still would have been okay. But I was mostly worried about the 22, and I knew I had a couple laps on the 9 to cover him for a short pit. And you know, now so many guys use codes and different things. You don't know when they're going to come and when they're not. So I probably pitted 2-3 laps sooner than I wanted to necessarily if I knew it was going to run out green, but you couldn't risk the 22 getting in front of you and then controlling the air at that point. So that I think we would have won it in either case.
And then even though the 12 had maybe like 11 lap pressure tires than you guys, you still felt like track position at that point was going to be the key?
I think so. With enough stretch gap, clean air, they would have had to pass a few cars to get there. I think so.
We go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Joe, your whole lifetime has been around athletes and various places in their career. In this sport, you know, Denny's doing things that not as many people have done at this particular age.
Correct, yeah.
What is it about him? Why is he able to do it at this age and with everything that he's got going on?
Yeah.
It seems like those would be things that could hold somebody back, but obviously are not.
Well, you're right. And the discussion is always at what point does somebody start going downhill? And so I think in Denny's case, he's got a real drive. And to be quite truthful, he's got a lot that he gets excited about is podcast 2311. I mean, he's in one meeting after another. I think he's ADD in a way. I mean, he loves more stuff, the better off he is. But I do think Chris knows, but what I've noticed is his work ethic. I said a couple of years ago, I went to him at Watkins Glen, and, you know, road racing's not been Denny's thing. And I think he set on two or three poles that year. And I said, I just really appreciate he went after that so hard. I think, I'm not saying anything here, but he told the crew chief, put Reddick's setup in there. I'm going to drive it no matter what. He's got a real drive, I think, to succeed. And, it's unusual for athletes because we've all witnessed it in this sport. And at about that age, you know, they start to trail off. That's not the case with him.
And Chris, how does Denny push you, and how do you push somebody at this level?
Yeah, I think, you know, to be quite honest, I think it's more Denny allowing me to come in and to have a little different input than maybe what happened before. There's a base there of things that happen, and I feel like he's given me a lot of flexibility to do that. You know, there have been some places where he wasn't as good and places where he was really good, and I didn't need to change things at places he was good, and I could, you know, have a little more liberty to come in and do some stuff at some other places that have shown some improvement, and sometimes it hasn't. You know, Iowa sticks out. We weren't very good at Iowa. But he's given me enough leeway and doesn't feel like he needs to take the rope on that and control what I do. And I think that's the good part for me is I've noticed that, you know, we may not agree on everything, but we can sit down afterwards and have a conversation about it. And he's very level-headed, and I'll explain my point of view, his point of view, and maybe we'll come to an agreement that we should do something different next time, or maybe we wouldn't. It's just a situational problem. But it's good to have those kind of conversations and know that I'm not necessarily going to hear about it on a podcast or anything else. That's just between he and I, and we're going to move on, and he's still going to be behind me the next week, you know, and it's not going to change his effort level or his perception of what's happening behind the scenes.
We're going to go to Kelly in the middle, then we'll go to the far right and up to the front right.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. Chris, coming into the weekend, Denny had spoke about how he would love to go to Bristol and not have to worry about anything, which mission accomplished. So for you, does that mean you start looking ahead to New Hampshire? How do you now split the focus of trying to score some more points at Bristol, but looking now ahead to the next round?
You know, I haven't put enough thought on that yet. Will we probably split some engineering staff a little bit to get a little ahead on Loudon? For sure. But I can take 5 points next week that will help me that next round just as much as anything else, right? So, like, we want to go try to win and give the best effort next week. So, you know, you really get into a process where the week is the same each week, and your preparation kind of becomes consistent, and I think that's what allows you to be successful. I don't know that I need to go changing up a lot of stuff and completely ignore one place or not. Just stick to the schedule that got you there and then do the same things.
Blake Smith, WVGS Radio. Coach Gitt, congrats on 2 wins in a row. Talk about what that means for you to start off the playoffs, 2 wins in a row, heading into the playoff point of the season.
Yeah, I really feel like the 11 and 19 obviously are really after it, but I was kind of really pleased today with the effort by everybody. We had the 20, and I think he finished 7th or something, and really felt like he had a chance. And then Ty finishing 10th, 54. So I think that's what I get excited about. You know, when you show all 4 cars have speed, then I think that's a good thing. And, of course, the 11 and the 19 have really been after it. And so for all those reasons, right now, we're excited.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations.
You bet. Thank you.
You're going to come up front to the right here.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Today. Coach, this one's for you. This is the first time since 2019 where, as an organization in the Cup Series, you guys have cracked the double-digit mark with 10 wins. What is it, first off, about this group that separates it, you know, going back to them with, of course, Kyle won that championship in 2019, that maybe makes this group stand different? And could you have anticipated to get to this win total at this point in the season going into the year?
Yeah, I got to tell you, 19 was... That was an awesome deal. And so all of us that enjoyed that so much. And so, yeah, it'd be close to, I mean, we love trying to get back to that. But I just think, you know, we got a great group of people. I think we've got things kind of in place, and I think we got three veteran cars in the playoffs, and then we got the 54 that we're building. So I think it's an exciting time for us. And I remember 19, we had four really studly deals, and it was great. So just excited to be able to get this many wins. It's a big deal for us and Toyota. Thanks.
Any additional questions? We'll come back over here to Jeff. You can sneak up front.
Chris, I'd just like to know, now you don't have to worry about it being super nervous anymore, but the tire next week for Bristol seems like quite an unknown. What do you think is going to happen with that?
I probably don't know any more than you do. I know that there's been some SOVA testing that they wore more than expected. And so it's all a matter of how realistic do we think that is versus what we're really going to see. And I think you see speculation on both sides of it that way. And I think that, I mean, really not much different than the spring race, right? Like, we thought going into that we were going to have to save tires, and then all of a sudden Larson takes off before everybody else, and then pretty soon we're like, okay, we should go all go now because we're going to be okay. So, you know, it's going to be a little cooler being a night race, but I don't know. You could coin flip it, to be quite honest with you.
Anything final for Coach and Chris? We'll wrap up here with Bob in the front.
Chris, how has Denny – what were you expecting when you started working with Denny, and what have you learned about him over the season that maybe you didn't know about him before you started?
Yep, some of it was probably his work ethic. You know, I not being involved in it, you know, I didn't know how much he took pride in that, you know, and he will tell you, he wasn't that way 5-6 years ago, you know, but the amount of time he puts into it, and then even, you know, on whether it's running simulator or whatever, even if it's texting at 10 p.m. at night, like we have a Slack channel with me and the engineers and spotter in, and we're getting random texts with things he's thinking about that we're like, I assumed he might be off duty right now, you know, and not really, and he's still sitting there in the bus looking at stuff. I think those are the things that I did not realize from the outside, you know, how competitive he is at really everything, but I see it on this side of it. Maybe, I don't know. You'd have to ask that one for him for sure, you know. Obviously, he feels like he wants to take advantage of any resource that's there, right? Maybe you don't feel that way when you're young. You can just grab the reins and do it on talent alone, right?
All right. Well, Coach Chris, congratulations on the big win today.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.